Those pink envelopes. Those pink envelopes is a delightful story poem about a young student's struggle with his first love. How does he design ingenious ways and means to express his feelings? What happens thereafter? Read on, listen in. This story in verse is read by Vasanti Vasudev. Those pink envelopes. Pink Christmas lights flashed, bright and iridescent, on the large glass windows of my office in downtown Seattle. Sipping black coffee, I stood at the bay windows and peered into the pink haze that had enveloped earth and heavens, trees and skies all around. The pink aura set them off. Images of pink envelopes, small and big, square and rectangle, spilled out of my head, each one of them etched in memory, clear, distinct, specific, up to the date and time when I had slipped each under the door, her name beautifully calligraphed on the pink face of the crisp envelope. My mind jumped recklessly, shuffling chronology and logic. I was standing outside the door. She was inside with my mom, locked in conversation for what appeared ages. And then mom came out, marching cheerfully with a mysterious smile stuck on her lipsticked lips, bright pink. A stack of pink envelopes balanced at her elbow precariously as she jingled her bangled forearm and waltzed to the car park. I could do nothing else but follow her, quiet and quick, like a mouse. Oh my God, she had my precious pink treasures. How to reclaim them? And why is she smiling, all lit up in evil glee? I burst forth with a volley of questions, but all I got was a terse response. I will tell you, now I have to rush. She had got into the car and whisked off with my pink envelopes. My entire being had seared in an unknown ache for hours. My train of thought time-traveled further back to the day when I had got onto that emotional roller coaster. It was the first day of my final year at school, when I saw her for the first time, and until that day, I had never seen anyone quite like her. Her plump silken kurta gave her ivory skin a golden sheen. Her million-watt smile blinded all senses. Petite and chic, wearing stiletto heels, breaking many a stereotype, she looked more a model than a teacher. I simply could not get past my new English teacher. She consumed my thoughts and time and possessed my entire being. I felt a different person altogether from that day since I set my eyes on her. The infatuation, the obsession changed me drastically. I had to share my feelings with her, and that was how the story of the pink envelopes began. I tried hard to win her attention in class, but became quite a laughing stock in the bargain. I strongly felt she knew how awestruck I was of her, but she deftly avoided meeting me in the eye. So I stopped trying to draw her attention, to talk out of turn, to irritate her, to exasperate her, just to hear her call out my name. Instead, I spent hours, yes, literally hours, sketching and painting birds, bees, flowers, all in twos, in pairs, couples by the seaside, on mountain tops, in railway coupes, in parks, on giant wheels. I was going just crazy. I put each of my creations into a bright pink envelope. I carefully cut and made lovely envelopes in different sizes and shapes, as I could not lay hands on them ready-made. I would then write her name above each drawing in different calligraphic styles with special pens. Then I would carefully seal the envelope and decorate her name with elegant stroke and flourish. What ingenuity it was to find ways and means to hide and slide my creations under the door. That mighty oak and brass facade that stood majestic on the corridor, guarding the privacy of her room. I would then let my imagination run riot. Images of her admiring my drawing and smiling appeared even in my dreams. Accepting the envelope became an acceptance of me, so I deluded myself. But in those days, it all seemed so real, so urgent, so important. I watched her closely to observe any change in her attitude to me. Was she friendlier or was she cross? Was there a change in her voice, a flutter, an extra warmth? Did she look at me in class differently? I frequently changed positions to check this out, but all was in vain. She was just the same, matter of fact, void of highs and lows. I was just another student, a cog in the wheel, although by now I had painstakingly given her 20 envelopes at least. I was a bundle of emotions, often so contradictory. Excitement, craving attention on one side, anxiety and fear on the other, distracted, unable to focus, grades plummeting, feeling hopeless and helpless most of the time. Above all, my mind was constantly in doubt. Did she know it was me? Did she guess? Did she want to find out? Will she report me? Will I be suspended? Sometimes nightmares made me wake up all sweaty and exhausted. But it was all silent and quiet. There was just no reaction. She never looked me in the eye, and that seemed such a betrayal. Wasn't some reaction, good or bad, better than none? I tried to ask Mom about the pink envelopes. What did Madam say? Nothing much. Anything about me? Not really. Finish your exams and then we can talk. Don't waste time now. And then I could bear it no more. I decided to talk to her. Ma'am, can I speak to you? Yes. What? Ma'am, about those pink envelopes. Oh, yes. What about them? There was no look of surprise in her eyes or voice. So she knew all along. Well, ma'am, I really, she cut me short. I think you are very good in art and calligraphy. I have given your mom a list of colleges you can go to study art and design. I really like your drawings. Now run along, I have to go. Having sailed tempestuous seas of hope and passion, for months on, I was abruptly thrown out of fantasy world. My love boat tumbled and capsized. I landed back on dark, dusty earth, despondent and angry. I mopped around as though I had lost the world, but no one gave me a second look. The final nail in the coffin of unrequited love was hammered when she left school soon after, reportedly to get married. Lost in reminiscence, I walked back from the window to my desk and looked at my nameplate that dazzled on it. Creative Director. I read it aloud, feeling happy and proud. So proud of her who had spotted my talent. So grateful to her for being my teacher. A teacher to the core. For not complaining about my moonstruck madness. For saving me from embarrassment and reprimand. For shaping my future with such vision, such wisdom and goodwill. I saluted her for the nth time and walked into the pink mist.